This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let them have it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, it's 11:43. What's going on, everybody? It's Monday. We're jacked up. Yanks and Mets around the corner next week. Let's go. Almost go time. And why is Hicks still on this team? Why is he still here? So
isn't he hitting?
I don't care what he hits. You may run like haze, but you feel like bleep. He stinks in the outfield. So we got off the air an hour early on Friday. It was 1 hour, right, on Friday?
Yes.
And we didn't have a chance to comment on this, but of course, following the game, listen to John and Susan on the way in or the way home, and then seeing the highlights on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you see what Hicks did again?
No,
again.
I did not.
So we know he can't catch anything near the foul pole. Now we can't even catch a pop-up coming in on the ball. Volpe's dropping back. Does it perfectly. You know, listen, I'll give this to Hicks. Always easier coming in than going out. And the infielder should yield to the outfielder.
Of course.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. I'm coming in. I can see things better than you. Move out the way. Move out the way. Move out the way.
Beep.
And he did. And he did. Now, Volpe, you know, seen it. He's like, okay. And then Hicks drops the ball. And he comes flying into the TV screen. At the last second, it's like this half-hearted dive. He drops the ball. He's just a mess.
Yeah,
he can't be on the team.
His mind is not firing.
He's
focus just, is lost.
He's lost.
But he's hitting, right?
I don't care. I mean, dude, he's not hitting enough.
I'm only saying that because that's what Dove told us. He's hitting.
I mean, well, what's his average? I mean, he's hitting. What's he hitting? He's not hitting 390. What's he hitting? 292? What's the average, Dove?
Spring training statistics. Well,
wait, Dove, what are you putting if you're telling Tiki that he's hitting?
No, he told us that this spring.
I'm trusting John Sterling.
John
what?
Sterling.
Somebody look up his stats, please.
I'm looking at it right now.
I know he was hitting like 296 last week.
Aaron Hicks is hitting 290.
Okay, whoa, he's hitting. How many home runs?
He has smashed.
Got one, right?
A home run.
Exactly.
A home run.
And it was very early in spring.
And his OPS
is what? 790? What?
You're less? Being generous.
What is it?
752.
I mean, so don't, why are we feeding my man Tiki erroneous stats? He ain't hitting.
And he's only struck out 12 times.
Out of how many at-bats?
Which is second in the team.
How many at-bats? 36? Don't tell me he struck out a third of the time.
31.
Gee, even less. Strikes out 40% of the time.
All right.
In left field, Aaron Hicks.
Dove, he's not hitting.
I mean, Dove, this is where I got to check people around here. Because people say things on this show like it's fact.
Uh-huh.
And I know better because I follow everything. I mean, what are we doing here? There's a standard on this show that must be adhered to. Especially by the fantastic executive producer of the New York Yankees,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Kramer, who does a great job. All right. I'm just messing around, Dove, kind of. 877-337-6666. How about Omar in Brooklyn on the fan? What's going on, Omar? How you doing?
How are you? Good morning, guys.
What's up, bud?
Vicky, listen. The talk of the town should be the Knicks. The way they are playing, people can sleep on them. You know, in the fourth quarter, after 1990, first time I can see, this team is becoming a fourth quarter team. They are fitter than everybody. They are physical than everybody. The only team I still suspect, because Milwaukee has a championship, plus they have a lot of depth that I have to still cover. I'm ready to take anybody in Eastern Conference except the Milwaukee Bucks. And this is not a joke. I have seen improvement day by day, 12-3 with Josh Hart, improving, and they are finishing fourth quarters that it's not. Denver was desperate Saturday. They wanted to win that game so bad. And you have a history that usually Jokic really kills Mitchell Robinson. He did not kill Mitchell Robinson Saturday night.
Mitchell owned him in the last 2 minutes. Owned him.
And everybody talks about Atlanta Hawks series. I tell them that year that Mitchell Robinson, they were not taking that rebound and the center that dominated in that series. If Mitchell Robinson was there, that was a totally different series. And now we have more weapons. We are offensively efficiency very better. Listen, in Cleveland series, if this is 4-5 series, I want a home court in that series. Even if it's not a home court, I'm telling you, the Knicks will prove that they were right not to trade their depth to go against Donovan Mitchell, and Knicks will beat Cleveland Cavaliers in a 7-game series.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Home court advantage or not. And secondly, R.J. Barrett, give them some kudos, honey. The big-time games, he shows up.
Okay,
R.J. Barrett is ready to, there is no doubt. I look at it, the number he's the number three option. He is very good at a number three option.
Well, I got to tell you, Omar, I got you, man.
Good job, buddy.
Jalen Brunson was unbelievable.
Omar, fired up.
He got hyped.
We got to get him a megaphone and put him on 7th Avenue. He's like the hyped. Voice of the Knicks. This guy calls like a lunatic. I love it.
By the way, he was talking about Clint Capella in that Atlanta series.
He was punking his Capella. Yeah. Everybody did. Knicks looked terrible.
They did. They just got out-defended everything.
Well, they had C-level players. Mm-hmm. Let's think about it. It doesn't matter. Knicks fans know who they trotted out that series. It's different.
Back to R.J. Barrett. He's had a lot of, I don't know, I don't even know what the emotion is for him right now. There's not a solid one, because some nights he's really good, some nights he's average, other nights he's just kind of disappears.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, he was so important, or Saturday night, he was so important, because Jalen Brunson, first game back, they had an extended layoff. I mean, it was like 4 days. They didn't play a game.
Yeah, and he had missed time before that, so he had a good 8-9 days to chill a little bit. Really left one of the games in the second half out west.
He came out on fire. Yeah, 16 points or
He's amazing.
But then he goes really quiet. I think he was 1 of 8 in the second and third quarters. He was really quiet. Because of Barrett, obviously Randall doing his thing, but because of Barrett, they were able to weather it. Like, that lead could have gotten to 20. But because of R.J. Barrett, it stayed close. These guys knew what to do come to the fourth quarter, and they played great basketball, especially in the last 2 minutes when I think they were 0-4, the Denver Nuggets. They were 0-4. Jokic missed a couple of three-pointers. They were desperation at that point. But this team knows how to finish games, which is something we didn't think they knew how to do at the beginning of the season.
Well, they definitely couldn't do it at the beginning of the season. And at the beginning of the season, they were trying to get a little gelled, a little continuity with Brunson. Then Mitchell Robinson was out for a while. Mm-hmm. They didn't have Josh Hart, who's going to play big glue minutes at the end of every game. Yeah, listen, Barrett, he's just too streaky. That's all there is to it. Yeah, I mean, I know he goes on these runs where he looks like he's a really, really, really dominant player.
Yeah.
Almost, maybe that's a bit strong, but certainly he does have these runs, and he's done this since day one as a rookie, where he'll just get hot and he'll look like an all-star. But the fact of the matter is, his three-point percentage this year is the lowest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't good for his career.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he's shooting 31.4% from downtown. That's not good. And as an aside, why the hell would the Knicks play Saturday at 1 o'clock?
I don't know.
Listen, I'm all over this team. I actually forgot we had basketball. We're busy. Baseball, we had things going on. I watched literally 5 minutes of the game. Now, I followed it after I read the articles, but Saturday at 1, that's almost as bad as 6 o'clock on a Sunday during football season.
Maybe because
the hell are you doing that
maybe
for?
Maybe because it's right before spring. You know, people are home. Weather's supposed to be nice. I'm just guessing. I'm speculating.
It's an odd time.
I have no idea.
That is a weird one. Weird stuff. Let me get, how about Carmine in Port Washington? What's happening, Carmine? How are you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
All right, buddy.
I'm
Julius Randle, the guy can shoot, he can rebound, but he's no ball handler.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the guy is a problem at the end of the game. Against Boston, he threw up a Hail Mary with three guys hanging on him and went in.
Yeah. No, one other game. He's talking about Miami.
No, but he did it against Boston.
No, but the first did it against Miami, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Down in Miami, Friday night.
And the other day against, he brought the ball up, and he did one of his jump passes, which they tell you never to do.
That's true.
And he threw it into the stands. Another game, he brings the ball up court. These are recent games. He brings the ball up court, and the guy steals the ball from where he's standing there bouncing with three guys around him. And the guy took a half-court shot. If it went in, the other team would have won, and they went to overtime. Now, the team is winning in spite of him, and whoever told him he was a point forward made a big mistake. He cannot handle a ball. He has no handle. He's a great shooter, a great rebounder, and a terrific player.
Yeah.
But at the end of the game, you can see other players begging him to give the ball up, and he won't.
Well, I mean, Thibodeau taught him to be Tibbs taught him to be the point forward. We saw that all of last year. But that was really because it was out of necessity. Nobody else could create on that team, so he kind of had to be in that role.
Yeah, but no question about it.
I got to tell you, it really does. It should worry you if he's the ball handler, the self-creator at the end of games. Now, they got away with it against Denver because Mitchell Robinson was fantastic. They did great job doubling Jokic. And when he got down into the post, the runouts when he was shooting the three-pointers at the end, like they did a great job of mitigating Brunson's Julius Randle's turnover, and then Brunson goes and he gets a couple free throws, and Mitchell Robinson has an alley-oop, which was awesome at the end of the game.
That was
great. So, like,
Randle had a big bucket down the stretch, though, too.
He did. He had the turnaround, and then he had the turnover the next series because he just got lost. I think it was actually more R.J. Barrett's fault, if I'm being honest and fair, because Randle looked over there, and R.J. Barrett's sitting in on the elbow right there, and then he moves. So when he turns to throw it, and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So I almost want to blame R.J. Barrett, but whatever. The point is, he's not a great ball handler. And at the end of games, that could cost them against better teams that come down to the last possessions. It almost happened in Boston. You're right. It almost happened in Miami.
He basically lost control of the ball for a second in Miami, somehow corralled it, and he threw up a prayer, went down with 2-3 tenths of a second to go. I mean, a little luck. You're not going to do that too often, but... Yeah, when he has the ball, last second situation, you're nervous.
Yeah, there was a home and home, basketball and hockey. That's why the Knicks.
No, I know, I know that they had to get the ice down, but they didn't have to schedule it that way.
Mm. Sometimes, I mean, they're not consulting.
But
right?
What was happening in the Garden yesterday? Did I miss something? Like what?
Oh, you mean why not do it Sunday?
But Sunday night, right? Could you have done it or Sunday afternoon at 1 is better?
They had another game yesterday, too.
No, I'm saying, what time did the Rangers play again?
8. They played 8 Saturday, and then they played 7 on Sunday.
No, I'm talking about Sunday. Yeah, so they played, I didn't know if it was 6 or 7, so they played 7 last night.
Yeah.
Knicks could have played at 1. Give me a noon Sunday. The noon Sunday tip is better than a 1 p.m. Saturday start.
Well, that's because you had things to do on
Saturday. That's all I care about. I mean, it's, yes. But I feel like, true, but I do feel like even with all the craziness of the travel stuff, and Hoff, you're getting ready to go through it with baseball, we have our first USABL tournament next week coming up. Some started this week. So we're all, you know, basketball still. My daughter started lacrosse. Everything's going on. But I feel like Saturdays are built for craziness, and there's a little more wiggle room because, you know, some people still do go to church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a little less craziness built in on Sunday than Saturday. But whatever. They played the game. They won. It's just weird for almost a springish kind of a tip time at 1. I'll tell you that. I know we got a break. I'll tell you this, though, about Randle. And you could say whatever you want. I think Julius, I want to be sure I'm not missing anybody. You know, Amari's one really good year, but then, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think Julius Randle, let me make sure I really think about this. Okay, I've thought about it. I think Julius is the second best forward that I've ever seen play for the Knicks.
Hmm.
Bernard King is 1. Julius Randle's 2. What about Carmelo? What did Carmelo do?
Mm.
He didn't impact. You can say whatever you want about Randle being sloppy the last 2-3 minutes. I get it. I see what you see. Julius Randle has impacted more winning than Carmelo Anthony did. He just has. And the numbers in terms of the totality The efficiency, the boards, the assist. Julius Randle's the second best Nick Ford I've ever seen. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.